For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Had a crazy show last night, breaking news throughout. Didn't get off the air till 11 p.m. As they captured those suspects of the prison escape and murder up in Tennessee. Great job by everyone on the WSB news team to cover that story. Crazy. But after yesterday's crazy day, I wanted to chill out and relax. We've got a very fun show lined up for you coming up in the program. Jesse the Body Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, but more importantly, one of my favorite wrestlers when I was growing up. David Danzig from Bites and Sights has an interview with Chef Lytton Hopkins of Restaurant Eugene, one of the greatest restaurants not only in Atlanta, but in the entire United States. So we've got some fun stuff. But kicking off right now, joining me in studio, a comedian. And I am not saying this because he is looking at me right now. This is truly one of the funniest dudes I've ever seen on stage. Wow. And I've seen everybody. This guy is amazingly talented.
Thank you.
Jump on his bandwagon now before he blows up too big. Jerry Rocha joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Jerry, how are you, Mutt?
Well, I'm a little turned on. Thank you. That was wow. That was very flattering. I appreciate that.
So here's the deal. I saw you once 5 years ago probably at the Punchline. And you weren't even the headliner. You were opening for somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you absolutely crushed it. Blown away. As soon as the show ended, I was like, I gotta get a picture with this dude. I'm following him on Twitter.
Thank you, man.
I'm all about you. And then you haven't been back for 5 years. What the hell's been going on?
I had a long, sabbatical. Just took a journey. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, but I'm happy to be back. It took a little bit, but I'm glad I made it back. I have bad news, though. I brought a gun, so you're probably going to be on till 11 again. Yeah, we're going to do a weird little standoff situation here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I need the attention. I'm sorry, man.
So, seriously, and I literally have seen the best of the best. I don't know if it was the fact that I had no preconceived notion of
yeah,
you
help
the bar was low. I was like,
sure.
All right, it's the mid-level guy
right
on a Thursday night at the Punchline.
Yeah,
and you demolished it.
Thank you so much. Wow, it means a lot, man.
And from my recollection, very un-PC stuff, like
amazingly
hilarious.
Thank
raw
you.
Very unpolitically correct stuff. Is that still basically what the act's going on?
I think it got worse. Yeah, I think it got more un-PC. This is I'm having a lot of fun with my new hour because and not to be shameless, but my first hour is going to be on Netflix July 11th. I just found out.
That's awesome.
And I think you're going to love this because I didn't realize you were a pro wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So the name of it is The Gentleman Jerry Rocha, and it was based on The Gentleman Chris Adams,
yeah,
who was one of my favorite wrestlers as a kid. I just love that nickname, So that's going to hit Netflix July 11th, and Gabriel Iglesias Fluffy produced it.
Okay.
So it was a lot of fun, and now I'm working on my new hour, and I think I went even raunchier. I didn't mean to. But I
brought a date and
oh no,
it was fantastic.
Oh good,
it was a good litmus test. Like, is this girl laughing? Yeah, she's
cool?
Laughing.
All right,
she,
yeah.
Because I dated one girl. I took her to see Borat.
Oh
and
yeah,
she didn't laugh once the
what?
Whole thing, and I was like, we're done.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
That's yeah. That's oh man, I'm the same way. If they can't get into good comedy or if they listen to crappy music, I'm like,
exactly. They
sorry.
Have to be really hot.
They have to be really hot to, like, do you mind if I put on this Dave Matthews song while we have sex? And I'm like, I do, but you're pretty enough. I mean, I'm going to pretend I don't mind, but yeah. And it has to be amazing sex to come back for,
Nookie.
What I mean? The live bootleg that she's going to play the next time.
Jerry Rocha in studio. He's at the Punchline this weekend. See him tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. You on Sunday too?
Sunday night too.
All right.
Yeah.
Tickets available online at Punchline. ESPN.com. I'm very curious about the Netflix thing. So I just got Netflix not too long ago.
Oh, good.
I signed up through Xfinity because I'm a big cable TV guy, yeah. And now they offer it through cable.
Yeah.
And I started watching, I binge watched Master of None.
Sure.
Aziz Ansari.
Sure.
Hilarious show. So let's go behind the scenes for a second. So how does Jerry get a Netflix special? How does that work?
You have to have you have to have a super famous friend like Gabriel Iglesias.
Okay.
He opened the door big time. I couldn't believe it. It was very, like, he was kind enough. He saw me a couple times and he brought me on tour with him. We did a couple of dates together and he just pulled me aside and said, hey, I like taking care of people I think are funny. And he goes, do you have an hour? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, do you want to shoot it? And I was like, yeah. And so we shot it about 3 years ago, actually. And it already aired on a network called Fuse.
Okay. Yeah,
and
I've heard of Fuse.
Yeah, so it aired on Fuse like about 8 or 9 times.
They make a great iced tea also.
It's fantastic. They gave me like a 6-pack for hey, that was the payment.
Yeah.
It was nice. And then Gabe said, you know, just hold tight. I think we're going to get it to other places. And so they finalized the Netflix deal.
So is that when you're taping the 1 hour special, mm-hmm. it's at one venue.
One venue.
And it's a one shot deal or do you
for
mix
me,
and match?
It was. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you're more fortunate. Other people, but I love that he trusted me.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, I know you can do this, but we literally have one shot at this.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where luckily it didn't happen, but if there was a hiccup, we could cut and reset
that extra pressure knowing, okay, they're filming me now. This isn't just drunk Mark Arum in the crowd. This is actually being captured on film.
I just pictured you, Mark, and it made it, it warmed my heart. This is odd, but I learned the advice actually wasn't even for me, but there's a great club in California. I live in LA. I'm from Texas, but mm-hmm. I live in LA now. And there's a great club called the Comedy and Magic Club. If you're ever in LA, A, you got to hit me up, and B, I got to take you there to see a show. It's in Hermosa Beach. It's one of the It's a legendary club.
Sharkies,
yeah. There you go. Sharkies.
Sharkies.
Okay, time out. Do you talk about the Mexican fast food joint?
Yes.
Okay, it's great.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but there's so many better. That's why you got to go with me. You know what I mean? Because that's like me going, oh, I'm in Atlanta. And I was like, oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A, dude. Chick-fil-A.
Well, you got to hit Chick-fil-A.
And I love Chick-fil-A anyway. But yeah, no.
Okay. No, but I've had some amazing times for Hermosa.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very cool.
So I got to take that club. And so I was there one night, and here's how awesome this club is.
Yeah.
And it's a lot like the Punchline in regards where it's just legendary. It's been there since day one.
Yeah.
Kind of one of the first ever comedy clubs, you know? And I was doing a show, and Gary Shandling, you know, may he rest in peace.
Wow.
Just walks in and he's like, hey, you guys mind if I do 10 minutes? And he goes ahead. I was there 2.5 weeks ago and I was on stage and I got a note saying, hey, you're bringing up Ray Romano. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and so I just, you know, it's really cool like that. We're just mega names. Chris Rock will just, yeah, it's a fun part.
So let me ask you a question. It's the say the name of the club again?
Comedy and Magic Club.
What percentage of comedians and magicians are we talking here?
It's mostly comedians and they have one magician.
Okay,
it's fun.
That's all right.
It's a variety show. Right, it's all God. I can't imagine.
If it was like 90% magicians,
all magic,
I'm like,
out.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So that's pretty cool.
I don't care where the parrot came from. I don't care that he guessed a card.
Magicians are weird, right? I mean, comedians are weird too, but you got to have something wrong with you to be a magician.
I think you're right. Because I don't trust them. It's like, dude, you just sleight of hand stuff. You stay away
from
it. I don't, like, hey, here's your paycheck. Like, no, dude. Stop, you know? Like, I never want to deal with it. But so Gary Shandling walks in, and I just, it's one of those things when a legend shows up, and it's, I'm sure it's like this in any field, right?
Sure.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head, who would be a news radio just beast? You know what I mean? Like, for legendary, besides yourself,
Like a Rush Limbaugh,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, let's
would
say
be,
if he walked in and just started talking, I bet, even if he wasn't talking to you, you'd be like, let me just listen.
Yeah.
Gary Shandling walks in, and one of the comics said, hey, I'm doing late night tomorrow. Do you have any advice? And Shandling said, yeah. He goes, you're not performing for the cameras. Ignore the cameras. It's easier said than done, but you can do it. He goes, just imagine that you're performing for that 150-member studio audience, and it's just a gig. And I was like, whoa. And so when I tape my special, that's what I just thought, you know what? It's just a gig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was lucky enough to walk on stage, and it was in a real, it was a giant comedy club in upstate New York called Levity Live, and Gabe just, you know, got the room there.
Did you get to choose the club where you filmed
it? No, it was all up to Fluff.
Where in upstate New York is this?
West Nyack.
Wow. And so, that's not that far up.
Yeah, it's not that far up. Yeah. It's just so funny how.
Like in Buffalo.
If you live in Manhattan, any White Plains is. Oh, you're great. Like, dude, it's 5 minutes north. That was at upstate.
Right off Verrazano. No, Tappan Zee Bridge is
right
there.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in Queens and people said that was upstate. You know, I'm like, stop. But yeah, like, it was the Bronx. You're all, boy, you're all the way up north. But so, it was great. And I just, okay, it's just, you just play to the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you just.
So, how big a venue are we talking?
It's at about 600. It's
wow!
Huge.
All right, so that's
it's a
sizable
big theater. Yeah, it was.
That's
nice.
Awesome. So when is it coming out on Netflix?
July 11th.
July 11th. Yeah, so if you have not yet signed up for Netflix, do it now. You have until July 11th.
Thank you.
To check it out, and then. You've got a new fresh hour now
that I'm working on. Knock on wood. Hopefully, we'll go somewhere cool. Like maybe another streaming service like that would be awesome. But that's still in the hour's ready. So I'm running it now and it's ready to go. It's just a matter of can we sell it, pitch it, tape it, all that kind of
stuff.
Well,
I'll stream it on WSBRadio.com.
Thank you. Please do that.
So, I can't pull the strings like Iglesias can.
That's okay.
That annoys me because if I was famous 5 years ago when I first saw you, I would have offered you the same deal.
You're the best.
But I have no doors to open. I mean, seriously.
Thanks, man.
I'm very anxious. I'm definitely coming to see you this weekend, by the way.
Oh, please. Yeah. I would love to know what you think of the hour.
I mean, fresh stuff and it was just different and good and hard and edgy.
Wow.
And it left an impression. It really left an impression. So
thank you.
Not to boost you up too big, you know, the listeners, you have pressure now.
It's okay.
The folks are going to the Punchline tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. To see Jerry Rocha, tickets available online at punchline.com. Real quick before we go to break.
Yeah.
Gary Shandling.
Oh, man.
Larry Sanders Show.
The best.
Amazing. I never saw him do stand-up live.
Oh, God.
Greatest live stand-up comedian you've ever seen perform.
Oh, no. Can I give you multiple answers?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay, so Fluffy, Dave Attell, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. You know Chappelle's in Atlanta right now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's doing a 2-week run. No pressure on you there.
Oh, no.
At a place called The Tabernacle.
Nice.
It's like a big concert venue. It's so weird. I haven't gone yet.
Right.
Just because my schedule is awful.
Right.
But he's doing it with John Mayer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know what's going on there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so apparently John Mayer is...
He tries stand-up every now and
then. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but apparently he's doing some singing as well, so...
Yeah, so we'll know when you don't go take a restroom break.
Yeah, exactly.
So come back for Chappelle.
Chappelle, I did see Chappelle live... years ago.
Oh, he's amazing.
Very, very talented individual.
Silverman is great live. Sarah Silverman, Laurie Kilmartin, this comic, she's amazing. There's a lot of, I mean, I could keep going. You know what I mean? There's so many. I think Bill Burr, I mean, we're just in such a, Bill Burr's really fun
he's
live.
He's really good.
He's really fun. You know, Joey Diaz, I don't know if you've ever seen Coco.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Mean, he's live. It's just.
Do you know who I think might be at the top of their game right now? Because I think like athletes, you hit a peak in your career.
Yeah.
I saw Louis C.K. earlier this year,
God.
And it's just devastating stuff that he's got.
It's unbelievable.
You know, he's not you. He's no Jerry Rocha, but Louis C.K., he's carved out a little niche for himself.
I love watching, and you're right, the most fun is when you see a comic, and hopefully I'm going through that myself right now, when you see him turn that corner, and you're like, whoa, man, they got really good.
Yeah.
Like, that's always fun to see.
You turned the corner 5 years ago. You've been
slacking
off
ever
since.
Dude, that's very nice. I know. I just took a break. You know?
Can you hang out one more second?
Of course.
All right, we'll come back. Jerry Rocha in studio. He's at the Punchline this weekend. Coming up later on the broadcast, Jesse the Body Ventura and Chef Lytton Hopkins. Stick around. It's the Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair. Can't be scared when nickels down.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back. Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show in studio. Jerry Rocha, he is at the Punchline this weekend. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, you must go see this man. Catch him before he is the next Louis C.K., Jerry Seinfeld. Hopefully not the next Bill Cosby.
We're going to find out any minute now.
I know.
What's going to happen with that dude, man?
Deadlock jury. That's
it. Yeah.
folks want to get in touch with you on social media and websites and all that
stuff. Yeah, sure. I got a Facebook fan page, which is Facebook Rocha Comedy. Please go like that. Twitter at Rocha Comedy as well. And then Instagram at Jerry Rocha Comedy. And my website, jerryrochacomedy.com.
Excellent.
I know that's a lot, but Facebook fan page is probably the easiest.
Spell Rocha for the
folks. R-O-C-H-A.
Yeah, because there's no A in the before the A.
There's no A before, it's an odd little.
All right, before I let you go, we have a little game on the Mark Arum Show we like to play called Who's in your phone?
Now, it's time for Who's in Your Phone?
Okay. So basically, who is the most famous person in your phone that I would see this name and be like, whoa, who? Jerry knows some people.
Oh, man. Okay. Can you decide for me? I'll rattle off
some
names.
Absolutely. Give me some names.
Okay. I feel like such a name drop.
No, this is the best part of the Mark Arum show.
Okay.
Right.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yes.
Eric Andre of the Eric Andre Show.
Wow. Absolutely. Yeah.
Super funny dude.
He is hilarious.
Bruce Baum, famous old school comedian. Bill Burr.
You have Burr's number.
Yeah, I got Burr.
I heard him on Stern last week. He was so funny.
He's amazing, dude. Let me try to think. Okay. So I have Burr. I already said Gabe. Amy Schumer.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
You can go out on Amy Schumer. Go out on that. You're not topping Amy Schumer.
Yeah, you think that's it? That's probably number one. Her, Gabe. Yeah, her, Fluffy.
She's killing it right now.
Yeah.
Do you have the type of relationship where you could just send her like a what's up text? Or?
Not really. Yeah. She's very funny when I met her. I know she's got a bad rap with a lot of people, but I mean, she couldn't have been more generous and nice when I met her. She entered in her name as Amy Really Pretty Schumer, which I thought was funny.
That's
and
awesome.
So that's still on my phone as Amy Really Pretty Schumer. I would think her gay would probably be DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and that's a big one.
Check to see if that phone is still hooked up. You know, financially, these old wrestlers, you don't know what's going on.
No, he's got that yoga thing. He's killing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's getting everybody into shape. Good, it's amazing. Him. Yeah.
Coming up next, Jesse the Body Ventura. Jerry, so awesome. Good to see you. I can't wait to see you on stage this weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
Folks, if you want to come out and join me, I will be at the Punchline Theater. You don't know what show I'm going to go to, so just buy tickets for all of them.
Yeah.
Tickets online at punchline.com. Best of luck, my
friend. Thank you, brother. Same to you.
I am your biggest fan in Atlanta.
Oh, it means a lot.
I wish nothing but the best for you.
Thank you. Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bring an 88 back.
Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. This hour of the Mark Arum Show brought to you by Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back, Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Joining us now, one of the all-time great wrestlers in WWF history, which is now WWE, former governor of Minnesota, Jesse the Body Ventura. Joining us now on the Mark Arum Show, a legendary actor, former governor of Minnesota, and my third favorite professional wrestler of all time, Governor Jesse Ventura. Mr. Ventura, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
Hi, Mark. Who's one and two?
Bob Backlund's number one. And
Bob Backlund?
Yes, I go back. And number two is George the Animal Steel, because he looked like my dad.
But Backlund?
Yeah.
Looks like Howdy Doody.
Well, he was from Connecticut, and I grew up in Connecticut, so he was like the hometown kid.
From Connecticut?
No, he coaches wrestling there.
He's from Princeton, Minnesota.
I did not know that. All right, now you...
Absolutely. He grew up in my home state. We were both trained by the same guy, Eddie Sharkey. Trained us to wrestle. Bob Backlund's from Princeton, Minnesota.
Well, you are now my second favorite wrestler, then, since I found out Bob Backlund's true roots.
You can keep Bob there. That's fine. I like Bob. I was just having fun with you, but that is the truth. Bob Backlund's from Princeton, Minnesota.
I just assumed he was from Connecticut. Someone must have told me.
Minnesotan.
Well, I love Minnesota, too, so that's not bad. I'll keep him on the list. How are you doing, Governor? What's going on?
I'm doing terrific, Mark. Doing great.
I hear you're going to be in New York soon for a big expo. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm going to be at the Jacob Javits Center this week for the marijuana, because I'm a huge advocate. My last book was the Marijuana Manifesto, and it's time that we take our country back. And one of the ways we can do that is to legalize marijuana, because over 60% of the country now is for full legalization. The only people dragging their feet are our elected officials. And they're supposed to work for us. We're not supposed to work for them. It's their job to do what we want done. And it's high time that marijuana be legalized. It's created 18,000 new jobs in Colorado. It's added $2.4 billion to the Colorado economy. and the rest of this country is falling behind. How many people work in the tobacco industry? Hundreds of thousands. How many people work in the alcohol industry? Millions. The marijuana industry could employ the same amount of people.
Talking to former Governor Jesse Ventura, the Marijuana Manifesto, most of the Mark Arum Show, I think the listeners are on board with it. For the skeptics out there, aside from monetary reasons, ease their concerns about why marijuana should be legal, sir.
Well, it's also a tremendous, it gave me my life back. My quality of life was gone. Because someone very close to me developed an epileptic seizure disorder after going on four different pharmaceutical medicines, all with horrible side effects, didn't do a thing to cure the seizures, took the person to Colorado, put them on what they call medical marijuana. The person has not had a seizure for over 2 years now, and I have my life back.
Yeah, here in Georgia, the legislature just passed the miracle marijuana bill, but it's limited. So basically, it's just the oils that come in, and we're still not sure.
Why?
I have no idea, sir.
See, you know what it comes down to? I'll tell you what it is, Mark. If they legalize marijuana, poor people could get it free because you could grow it in your backyard if it's legal. That means the government wouldn't make money, right?
Correct.
There's your problem. They don't want you getting anything free. If they could charge you for the air you breathe, they would do it. And marijuana, you could grow it like my mom. In South Minneapolis when I was growing up, little backyard, inner city, she used to churn up a third of the backyard and grow tomatoes every summer. So we'd have fresh tomatoes to eat. Well, you could do the same thing with marijuana, and you wouldn't have to pay anyone. So poor people could use the plant and not have to pay to do it. And that bothers pharmaceutical. Take a look at your TV today. How many pharmaceutical drug ads come on every hour? Dozens.
So you think
this country, you get pumped full of drugs every day on TV, only it's legal from the pharmaceutical companies. Marijuana can replace half of those drugs. It's organic. It's a plant. It's natural. And for those of you that believe in religion and God, excuse me, God made it.
It's God's herb.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
And so who are we to eradicate it? Who are we not to use it? God said he put everything here for us to use. Well, then obviously he put marijuana here for us to use it.
Well, I think you're right. The pharmaceutical lobby probably has a lot to do with it.
And that's coming from an atheist.
All right. The book is Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto. Where can listeners grab a copy of this, sir?
Well, they can get it anywhere. You can get it on the internet. You can get it where all books are sold. Like I said, it's my latest because I want marijuana made legal economically, and it's also a cry for freedom. When over 60% of the country says it should be fully legalized, which is what polls say today, it's time for our politicians to do their job, do what the people want.
Governor, it's a pleasure. Give Bob Backlund my best, sir.
I sure will if I see him, but you'll probably see him before I will.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Okay, take care, Mark.
See you, bud. All right, now on the show, David Danzig, the creator of Bites and Sights. You hear him every weekend on Belinda Skelton's show. I've hijacked him. He's the new Mark Arum show food correspondent with an exclusive interview with amazing chef Linton Hopkins.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Yes, we're here with Chef Linton Hopkins. He is a culinary icon here in the city, founder of Restaurant Eugene and Holman and Finch and the H&F Burger, H&F Bottle Shop over in Peachtree Battle.
Love the Bottle Shop.
And now you have descended upon our new SunTrust Park up in right field. You've got the H&F Burgers. And soon we will have C. Ellett's, the new steakhouse that's coming. I am beyond excited for this. Tell us a little bit about C. Ellett's and, you know, what's the behind the whole thing?
Well, C. Ellett's, I'm super excited too. I love the Battery. It's been fun going up there, and I can't wait to be a part of it with an open business. It's this idea of the great American modern steakhouse, you know, that's grounded in the traditions of why we love steakhouses. Great beef card, amazing seafood, regional local vegetables, you know, an immense wine list, you know, which is deep in a lot of different categories. Great bar, you know.
Yeah.
Great potato skins. I think I want to explore why potato skins are so great. I think it'd be great to sit at the bar and eat potato skins.
And you're the kind of guy that would explore why potato skins are so great. This
well,
is what you
great.
Sit around and,
yeah,
and think about.
Yeah, they're crispy, and then they got a little bit of that soft potato on there. They're fried. And I thought, how great to sit at the bar and have a pint of local ale while eating potato skins, but instead of just with the classic bacon and cheese, what if that was a lobster tail with hollandaise?
Yeah.
You know, what if that was served with peel and eat shrimp and just a wonderful sort of red sauce? Like, we can have a lot of fun with that as a vehicle. Because, you know, potato skins are just the great vehicle for a lot of different things.
And C. Elliott was one of your descendant of C. Elliott.
Great-grandmother's grandfather. So, yeah, way back there, pre-Civil War, bridge engineer, worked on the Mississippi River, designed the longest suspension bridge in Wheeling, West Virginia. It's still there. You can drive your car across. Really sort of a bon vivant kind of character. And I loved celebrating this idea of when America started creating its own identity. Really, we have all these different epochs. The steakhouse was such an American gift to the restaurant world. I said, let's have fun playing around with what a steakhouse is and take it into this new millennium with this idea of being regional and national. Right now we're, you know, sourcing great salmon from the Pacific Northwest, from this Native American tribe that harvests it for us, like that salmon. You know, North Georgia trout, pastured chicken from Georgia, you know, it's Georgia beef, Texas beef, Chesapeake Bay, the Gulf, great seafood. It's fun. Great steakhouse cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Po' boys. I want to have a great fried shrimp and oyster po' boy, you know, a neutral ground. It's half shrimp, half oyster.
So talking about great burgers, so let's contrast. So I'm very familiar with the H&F burger. I have had it at SunTrust Park. It is a burger purist's fantasy. I think you told me, aren't you one of the largest or the largest Kraft cheese or vendor in the country now?
No, we found for Atlanta, we were the people bringing in the most Kraft American cheese.
Okay, that's
any burger restaurant in the city.
I think
that's Atlanta, it's probably the state. And it's because it's not the least expensive American cheese.
Right.
But there actually was a Dr. Kraft who invented American cheese. And I would contend, I want to get a t-shirt sort of slogan petition together, this is cheese. Don't call American cheese not cheese. It's cheese.
Because it's technically, I guess purists would say it's not technically cheese.
Well, back in the 1800s, the USDA was rating it, and they made the decision at that time that because of the way it was made, it was not a real cheese.
But you're making American cheese great again.
I'm saying, yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's
okay.
My thing.
We're going to hashtag
American
that.
American cheese is cheese.
But at C. Elliott's, the burger is going to be with cheddar.
So we're using a great aged regional or state. It's the only cheddar made in Georgia. It's a truckle, 20-pound, 18-month aged. We're going to have griddled onions on there and a sesame bun.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Instead of double patty, it's going to be a single larger patty, 8 ounces, iron skillet cooked versus grill cooked. Crispy, thinner French fries versus the thicker ones at H&F Burger. Again, H&F Burger to me is a memory burger of being a boy.
Yeah.
This is my steakhouse memory burger.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, I love cheeseburgers.
So, thank you, Chef Linton Hopkins, for joining us on the Mark Arum Show. Mark, I'm going to kick it back to you. This has been David Danzig, your foodie correspondent. Back to the Mark Arum Show.
All right, thank you, Dave. Appreciate the special segment here on the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. I look forward to many more food segments from you. Hang tight. We'll be right back. This is the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah. And the screams from everywhere. Yeah. I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love.
Don't stop now. You done did it. Come on. Yeah. All right.
Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show on a Friday Eve, trying to relax after a rough week. Smiling Mark McKay landed the WSB Skycopter, joins me in studio for a couple of minutes. What's up, Smiles?
Time to exhale, yeah.
Rough week, man.
Yeah, it. You would think the summertime, we get a little break.
Yeah, right? No.
Not anymore.
It's been crazy.
Not anymore.
Yeah. How's things in your world? Everything good?
Yeah.
You enjoying the chopper yet? I mean, are you?
Well, it's a blessing to go up there and do that. If you... are fortunate to see some of my social media pages on the WSB Radio Instagram account.
Yeah.
What I see is what I share with the world, and I appreciate the retweets and such. I mean, it's amazing. We get up there, and then all of a sudden the clouds part, and that has really been a new aspect of what we do. I've been doing this, you know, filming for her back starting in 2001, but social media has really taken what we do airborne to another level. And there's a whole different audience there that follows that.
And the traffic center, too. We have so many things to do now with social media and the apps, and it's just, it is so different reporting traffic than when I started 20 years ago. Real quick, we don't have much time, but I heard this morning you on with Scott Slade about the passing of Bruce Arian. I know the name, but he was before my time. Real quick, what made him so special and what he did? Because it's a pretty amazing thing he used to do, right?
Yeah, worked for 11 Alive, one of their longtime legends in terms of a reporter who was airborne. And not only was he airborne, he was flying the helicopter with a photographer hanging from the outside. Bruce Mason, one of his longtime photographers, was tethered to the helicopter, and he was on the skids shooting through the window at Bruce. As one of the most impactful broadcasts is when he was co-anchoring the news, the 5 o'clock news, while flying the helicopter over Atlanta. And I thought, this is amazing. And he really made an impact on what I did. I mean, I came here working for CNN in 1985, but had the interest through Scott Slade, through the late Keith Callen, through the late Captain Herb Emery, of doing airborne radio traffic. And then watching him do TV, it was amazing.
It's incomprehensible to me that he could fly the chopper and report on news. Can you imagine having to fly and report traffic?
I'm asked that all the time, Mark. I said, I'm not smart enough to fly it. I can report what I see.
Yeah.
But to be able to fly it, multitask with air traffic control, multitask with other aircraft in the area, and then listen for your producer's cues. And oh, by the way, talk and be coherent on television.
And the air traffic. So I remember when I first started flying with Captain Herb, and I said to him, like, hey, I think I'm going to take helicopter lessons to learn how to fly. He goes, why do you want to do that? I'm like, well, if God forbid, if anything happens to the pilot, I'll be able to land the chopper. He goes, oh no, you won't be able to do that. No. There's no time for that. If the pilot goes, it's over.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's humbling. Like there's no parachutes.
They don't glide. Unlike airplanes, they don't glide.
Yeah.
So right, the pilot has a stick. We don't on our side, on the left side of the aircraft. But you know, that's evolved too, Mark. The reporting is separate now in every market. It may even be a government regulation. There was a tragedy out in Phoenix a few years ago where two news helicopters were following a police chase, more interested perhaps being on air than they were about staying in communication with each other. Yeah. One hit the other and they crashed. After that, they really did separate the pilot from the reporting aspect. And so we fly with reporters and photographers and pilots, and they don't multitask those jobs anymore.
Do me a favor. Stay safe up there.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Folks want to follow you on social media. Where can we find you?
Find me, Smiling Mark, on Smiling Mark WSB. I believe that's the one on Instagram. They're all mixed up, aren't they?
Yeah.
Twitter, McKay WSB, and of course, Mark McKay WSB on Facebook.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. News, weather, traffic next. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Don't sweat the technique.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.